Every corpse has a tale to tell, and this one has the touch of evil.
Archie, a kid is dead. I saw you guys.
How you feel about me? Is it real?
I'm asking you right now if you love me.
Who are you lying to?
I'm Breakfast at Tiffany's, but this place is strictly in cold blood.
This should be fun.
Did you and Donnie Darko kill him together?
Nothing this bad was ever supposed to happen here.
Maybe there's another side to the story.
There's a possibility Jason's murderer will soon be in this room.
This whole car is a crime scene.
No fingerprints.
You're a little more dangerous than you look.
Riverdale. Series premiere Thursday, January 26th on The CW.
Hey, what's up, you guys? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to the Riverdale Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. Today, I'm going to be talking to you guys about Episode 7 of Riverdale, titled In a Lonely Place. And we had a lot of very interesting things happen in this episode. We got a lot from Skeet Ulrich, who plays Jughead's dad. I love Skeet Ulrich from previous projects that he's worked on. Of course, if you've seen the movie Scream, you'll know. He's Ghostface, and if you've seen Jericho, then he played Jake Green, and he's just been in a lot of stuff that I watched, so that was really cool to see him on the show and have a bigger part this episode, despite the fact that Jughead's dad is not exactly Father of the Year. He seems like he has a lot of issues, a pretty destructive past with Archie's dad. And he just really has a lot to work out in his own mind, and it's definitely not best for Jughead to be with him right now. But speaking of Jughead, he starts off the episode by waking up. Apparently he's been sleeping in the school, and apparently that is better than staying at home with his dad. And I think that speaks volumes as to Jughead's state of mind. So that's really unfortunate to see, because as you guys know, I love Jughead. And yeah, there's a lot of bonding between Jughead and his dad, and it's like he wants his dad to be better, but he can tell that he's not, and I don't know. I'm just concerned to see how it develops. And I also think that it's kind of crazy how their father apparently have named them Jughead and Jellybean. Like, what even? But just regarding that, they do work to get Jughead's dad his job back at Archie's father's construction company. So we'll see how that goes. Poor Jughead gets called into the police station and is accused of killing Jason Blossom, which obviously hurts me. But Archie and Betty kind of work together and, you know, pull in Archie's dad, even helps, like, to get him out of the police station. So, poor Jughead. He's just going through a lot in this episode, guys. Speaking of Betty, we actually get a lot between Betty and Polly, and Jughead actually kind of helps Betty out a little bit by giving her the idea of what to do with Polly, because Polly is hiding in Betty's attic. So basically the two of them work out a plan to get Polly the best care. It seems that Cheryl and the rest of the Blossoms are very interested in protecting Polly as soon as they find out that Polly is pregnant with Jason's child. Now, the thing is, the Blossoms are actually not very genuine. They only care about the child, whereas Cheryl kind of has a change of heart. And these are the scenes that I love about Cheryl, when she, goes early. They're supposed to meet Polly. And Cheryl goes early to warn Polly that, hey, my parents do not have you in their mindset as what they need to take care of. They only care about the baby. They're not going to take care of you, and they're going to try and cut you out. So Cheryl essentially gives them the warning that they need to kind of skip out of there before the Blossoms can really do any damage to Polly. So I really love Cheryl scenes like that, because I know Cheryl is so multidimensional, and we just are seeing the barest minimum of her changes. So I cannot wait to see her full spectrum of change. Love that Cheryl scene. Now I'm going through the list. I think the only thing I have left is Veronica's little revenge plot against her mom for the forgery, and she just kind of goes out and parties, which, I mean, I guess that worked. So I guess that worked out for Veronica. But the reason that this show is so short, guys, is because the episode was several weeks ago, but I had my wisdom teeth removed, so I haven't been able to talk, and then I've been sick and been out of town and just been dealing with a lot of stuff. So that's why this review is so short. But don't get me wrong, the episode was still really great, and if I had done this earlier, I would have fleshed it out a lot more and it would have been more in depth. Basically, to run back through it, loved seeing Skeet Ulrich on the show, even though his character is not exactly the best. Lots of Jughead, Betty moments, which of course I love, and they kind of help each other out in their own problems and helping each other out with the others' problems. So poor Jughead gets accused of murdering Jason Blossom, but they're able to get him out of the police station in time, thankfully. Not sure how it's going to develop. I have not watched the new episodes yet, so we will see. I'm also interested to see how everything goes with Polly now that it's out, you know, that she's escaped and that she's pregnant. Very interested to see everything with that. So thank you guys so much for listening. You can check out more of our reviews on thevro.com, which is our website. You can also check us out on Audio Boom and iTunes, Variety Radio Online, and on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram, and we are at thevro on Twitter. Make sure you check all that out. You can listen to more podcasts like these. You can check out written blog reviews. There are articles, there are interviews, giveaways, contests, convention news, all kinds of amazing stuff that you can find on any of the places that I mentioned. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time for another Riverdale recap. Goodbye.
Every corpse has a tale to tell, and this one has the touch of evil.
Archie, a kid is dead. I saw you guys.
How you feel about me? Is it real?
I'm asking you right now if you love me.
Who are you lying to?
I'm Breakfast at Tiffany's, but this place is strictly in cold blood.
This should be fun.
Did you and Donnie Darko kill him together?
Nothing this bad was ever supposed to happen here.
Maybe there's another side to the story.
There's a possibility Jason's murderer will soon be in this room.
This whole car is a crime scene.
No fingerprints.
You're a little more dangerous than you look.
Riverdale, series premiere Thursday, January 26th on The CW.